Blackstone Audio presents The Elusive Bride by Stephanie Lawrence. Prologue. September the 2nd, 1822. Road from Pune to Bombay.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The battle cries of their pursuers faded momentarily as Emily Endsworth and her escort thundered around the next bend. Gaze locked on the beaten surface of the dirt road, she concentrated on urging her mare even faster, on fleeing down the mountain road as if her life depended on it. She suspected it did. They were halfway down the hill road from Pune, the monsoon capital for the upper echelons of the British governing Bombay. Bombay itself was still hours of hard riding ahead. About them, the usually serene beauty of the hills, with their majestic firs and cool, crisp air, was again fractured by the ululations of the riders pursuing them. She'd got a good look at them earlier. Clad in traditional native garb, their insignia was a black silk scarf wound about their heads, long ends flying as swords flashing, they charged wildly in their wake. Their pursuers were black cobra cultists. She'd heard the grisly tales and had no wish to feature in the next horrific instalment. She and her escort, led by young Captain McFarlane, had fled at a flat gallop, yet somehow the cultists had closed the distance. She'd initially felt confident she and the troop could outrun them. She was no longer so sure. Captain McFarlane rode alongside her. Her eyes locked on the sharply descending road, she sensed him glance back. Then a moment later, he glanced at her. She was about to snap that she was an accomplished rider, as he should by now have noticed.